Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. For even though you walk through the darkest valley, and in the shadow of death, fear no evil, for I am with you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God goes with you. For if you belonged to the world, it would have loved you as its own. But as it is, you do not belong to the world. For this time I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. For in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Welcome to the special online Easter service. It's Resurrection Sunday, and we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. So he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for joining us today from your homes. It's also special because we're having a combined worship service with all three English, Cantonese, and Mandarin congregations from our San Jose church, but also with our New Vine family up in Mountain View. So I want to invite you to stand and worship Jesus with us today.
Stars they wept, the morning sun was dead, the Savior of the world was fallen, his body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse
alive. He is alive.
God, we thank you that you are alive, Jesus. We thank you. We crown you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords this season. We praise you because you are our King in every season. You are lifted high in every season. And you are exalted today on Easter. So we lift you up, King of Kings, today.
Jesus, we worship you today. We say hallelujah to the Lamb who not only was slain, but who has conquered the grave. Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We say glory to the King of Kings. Jesus, you are the one that is high and exalted. You are the one that has conquered death. You are the one that gives us hope. It is because of you that, Jesus, we are alive. It is because of you that we have your resurrection power. It is because of you that we can face today and that we can face tomorrow. It is because of you that we can stretch out our hands and hold your strong arms that are here to embrace us during these times of uncertainty, during these times of fear. Jesus, you are holding us. And God, we thank you for your touch. We thank you for your embrace. Lord, we need you today, now more than ever. So God, would you come? Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you join us in our homes today? Would you permeate every household, Lord, that is watching, Lord? Would you come and would your manifest presence come and be with us now? God, we worship you. God, we say we love you. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for your presence. We thank you for this opportunity to gather as your body, to gather as your people, to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So God, we say, come, speak to us today, for it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Again, we want to welcome you to this special online Easter celebration. You know, Pastor Allen is being a very, very good citizen, and he is actually at home, but he has a very special message for our Cantonese brothers and sisters.
主耶稣基督不单只为你和我而死，佢更加从死里复活，战胜咗死亡嘅权势。每一个属神嘅儿女，今日我哋系与主同死同埋葬，更加系同复活。所以主耶稣基督复活嘅大能喺你同我嘅身上，复活嘅大能其实系爆炸性嘅，复活嘅大能甚至能够完全嘅改变一个人。 当主耶稣受死之后，其实门徒佢哋都好惊，佢哋匿埋，因为佢哋怕俾人捉，佢哋都怕受苦受害。但主耶稣基督复活之后，向佢哋显现，主耶稣复活嘅大能完全嘅改变佢哋。约翰福音第20章21、22节咁样讲：耶稣又对他们说：愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我， 我也怎样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：你们领受圣灵吧。当他们被圣灵充满之后，他们从软弱变得刚强起来，之后他们更加大胆地传福音，为主耶稣做见证，甚至扭转整个的世界。在今次的疫情里面，当这个世界的人都很害怕的时候， 我们属神的儿女，我们充满复活的大能，所以我们不需要惧怕。当我们看教会的历史，在每一次的瘟疫爆发的时候，以及教会的弟兄姊妹兴起来投入社区，帮助弱势群体，为主发光的时候，每一个的危机都是一个转机，都是一个的机会。我祝福弟兄姊妹今日主耶稣基督复活的大能
在你们每一个人的身上面，我祝福弟兄姊妹今日能够将从神而来的平安带给你周围的亲戚、朋友、邻居、同事。不用惧怕，因为主耶稣基督已经从死里复活了，战胜了死亡。在这个黑暗的时刻，让我们一起起来为主做见证。愿神祝福大家。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹， 复活节平安，在这个最特别、最神圣的这一天，我们是多么的希望大家能够聚集在一起，在这个神的教会里面，
我们一起来庆祝，一起来敬拜我们的神。这就好像是一个有形有体的来向世界见证，我们都是属于这位伟大的、奇妙的、充满的爱跟荣耀的神的，我们是他的子民。但是呢，你也晓得，因为这个疫情的缘故，所以说我们今天都必须在我们自己的家里面，借着网络，我们在庆祝复活节。但是呢，你还是要记得，我们还是在一起的，我们还是一个神的肢体，我们是耶稣基督的教会。你晓得，神是真的是紧紧的把我们握在一起，把这个拥抱在一起，这我们是一个不可分的一个合一的教会，一个大家庭。你晓得，就在这样子的这种敬拜当中，我觉得这种敬拜才是最有意义，也是最讨神喜悦的敬拜。所以呢，今天的确我祝福大家，愿神与我们每一个人同在，愿圣灵充满我们每一个人，也愿喜乐赞美的歌声也是环绕着我们每一个人。所以哈利路亚，耶稣基督复活了，耶稣基督他有形有体的复活，也是指向我们将来也是会有形有体的在基督里复活一样，这个是我们的盼望。现在虽然我们大家都躲在我们自己的房屋里面，真的是好像是死掉，是被埋葬，但是呢，复活的盼望却是活生生的在我们的心里面，在我们的眼里面。哈利路亚，耶稣复活了，哈利路亚，我们也要复活，哈利路亚。当这个疫情结束以后，我们会有一个新的生命生出来，但愿这个新的生命不是像以前的生命，而是一个新的不再一样的一个生命。所以虽然现在我们好像是死亡笼罩了我们，但是呢，我们有这个盼望，耶稣复活给我们这个盼望充满了我们的心。但愿我们都抓住这个盼望，然后说我们将来要生出来的这个新的生命不是一个老我的生命，不再是追求老我的这种满足我自己欲望的生命，而是真是一个真正的新的生命，是为了荣耀神的生命。阿们。
And I also want to extend a special greeting and hello to our English congregation and New Vine brothers and sisters. You know, it's been about 5 weeks since we were able to physically gather together and worship as one church. And I've missed each and every one of you. I've missed seeing your smiley faces. And we are so longing for the time where we can gather again. And I know that when we do, we're going to have a big, huge party and celebration. But, you know, on this Resurrection Sunday, I wanted to bless you and your family with just one thing, and which is really the resurrecting power of our Lord Jesus Christ, that today you would know that resurrecting power. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, perhaps there is something in your life that perhaps has been buried or has been dead, or something that you've forgotten about. And maybe during this time, God is going to resurrect that. Maybe during this time, God wants you to remember that maybe many years ago, you had a passion for worship or for singing praise. And maybe over the years, you've gotten busy. Maybe you used to bake or cook a lot, and maybe over the years you've gotten busy. But maybe during this time, God wants to resurrect that special something. So I really want to bless you and encourage you with the resurrection power of Jesus for your life today, that you would receive that and really take it to the next level. Brothers and sisters, press into the Lord during this shelter-in-place time. You know, God is allowing us to have more time. So what are you doing with that time? How are you able to press in, to draw closer to Him, to perhaps do some old hobbies that you haven't had time for? So I want to bless you and encourage you with that.
This morning we're going to read a very familiar passage from John chapter 20, verse 19 through 23.
今天早上我们要一起看约翰福音第20章19到23节。
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so even so I am sending you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld."
守在礼拜天，黄昏的时候，门徒聚在一起，因为怕犹太人，就把门户都关上。耶稣来了，站在他们中间，说：“愿你们平安。”说着这话，就把手和肋旁给他们看。门徒看见主，就欢喜了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。”说着这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们领受圣灵吧。” 你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免；你们不赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就不得赦免。Good
morning and good afternoon, everyone.
大家早，大家午安。I
say this because we're going to be broadcasting this service at 10 o'clock as well as 4 o'clock.
我这样子跟你们问安的原因是我们早上10点钟的时候，我们下午4点钟的时候也有同样的这个敬拜。
Now, let's just quickly follow the tradition if you're worshiping at home with someone else. Let's just say to one another, "He's risen."
那我们就是根据这个复活节我们应该讲的。
You're supposed to say he's risen indeed.
Okay, he's risen indeed. 就是我们就互相的来问安说耶稣复活了。
The old tradition actually says that we're supposed to exchange 3 kisses as we say this on alternating cheeks.
你知道老的这个教会的传统是我们这样子讲的时候呢，我们应该是互相的亲嘴3次。
But today we're not going to do that for obvious reason.
今天我们不这样子做。
What a strange way to celebrate this resurrection Sunday.
的确，这个今天像这种情况，实在是一个非常奇怪的这个庆祝圣诞节的情况。
I feel like this is one of those once in a lifetime moments that we're going to be able to look back and remember.
那我深深相信，这个今天这些发生的事情，我们多年以后，我们还会回来记得这今天的事。I'm
still getting used to preaching into an empty space without any response.
那我甚至于现在，我们还是觉得，这个在一个空的这个教会里面，这个分享神的信息是一个很奇怪的一种感觉。This
will also be our very first time that we'll be partaking in the communion.
甚至于我们也是第一次，我们在一起的，我们来领受圣餐。
This week, I found out that many churches are doing a drive-through communion where people are serving communion elements as people drive through.
我知道有些教会这个今天的时候，他们是用开车的方法进到那个教会的停车场来接受圣餐。
I know of several churches that are doing drive-in worship experience.
甚至有些教会是把车子开到那个停车场来接受或来一起来庆祝这个复活节。
They set up a big stage in the parking lot, and then they're going to project the screen with the FM message.
所以他们在这个教会的那个停车场上面搭了一个很大的那个高台，然后从那边就是把这个复活节的这个信息传出去。
We're going to try to keep our thing low-tech today.
那今天呢，我们是用还是用一个很普通的这种技术来跟大家一起庆祝。
But this Sunday is also very special in another way because it gives us an opportunity to really experience what these disciples in the first century actually must have gone through.
那今天呢，我们其实我看这段经节的时候呢，我是想跟大家看到这个，我们今天的经历其实就好像当年这些门徒他们的经历一样。
John chapter 20, which we just read, begins with this. It says, "On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, which is really the Sunday, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews."
所以我们看这段经文的时候，我们发现这是第一周的第一天，就是礼拜日那天晚上的时候呢，他们的这个门徒聚集在一起，他们的门是锁的，因为他们是害怕犹太人。
You may not have your door locked at this moment, but we're in a very similar situation.
你晓得，也许我们现在你们的家门没有锁着，但是呢，我们现在的这个情况跟那个时候情况是很相似的。
You can probably feel you're experiencing the fear and anxiety of not knowing what's going to happen next.
也许你就是对未来这个疫情要发生什么事情，未来我们不晓得，所以心里面有很多恐惧，很多焦急。
This time it's not the Jews that we're afraid of, but it's this microscopic, invisible virus that's literally brought down the whole world down into its knees.
所以现在我们不见得是害怕这个犹太人，但是我们害怕的是这个小小的这个病毒。
But this Sunday looks a lot like that Sunday 2,000 years ago in many ways.
所以说今天我们所度过的这个主日呢，其实跟2000年前这个门徒所度过的那个主日很。
These disciples of Jesus, they were in despair, they in disarray, they were disillusioned.
那个门徒在那个时候，他们是这个没有毫无主张，不知道要做什么，他们是非常非常的混乱。
They had no idea what was going to happen next.
他们不晓得将来会发生什么。
Now remember, Jesus has spent 3+ years preparing them for this moment.
你晓得在这件事情之前呢，耶稣是花了3年的时间来准备他们。
They had seen Jesus perform miracles, healing, signs, and wonders for 3.5 years.
他们3年来看到这耶稣做的多少的神迹奇事。
And Jesus reminded them what was going to happen, and then he gave them this seemingly impossible task of making disciples of all nations.
然后耶稣就不断地提醒他们。并且也给他们一个好像是做不到的一个大使命。
And they were supposed to go and tell the story of what they had seen and what they experienced.
他们好像是要把这个他们所看到的带出去，向世界宣告。
Now we are so familiar with this story that we actually miss the impact of what is being communicated in this passage.
所以很多时候我们看这段经文的时候呢，我们太熟悉这段经文，我们忘记里面的很多很重要的细节。
But think about how absurd and strange this story might have actually appeared to the first time hearers.
那假如说你是第一次听到的话呢，你会想到说这个故事其实是非常非常的不可思议的。
It was about a story of a carpenter's son.
是想到说有一个木匠的儿子
who claimed to be conceived not of human origin but of the Holy Spirit of God.
那这个木匠的儿子呢，他自己宣称说他不是一个普通人凡人所生的，他是神的圣灵所生的。
And this carpenter's son was the very God. He claimed that he was the very God who existed from the beginning of time, who created heaven and earth and everything in it.
那这些讲到就是木匠的儿子呢，其实就是神自己，他是在创世之前他就已经存在了。
And this man came into this world to bear the sins of the whole world.
他是来到这个世界来承担世界所有人的罪。
He was crucified on the cross, one man for the sin of probably hundreds of billions of people who lived and died.In the last 2,000 years.
然后他竟然一个人为着这世界上所有的人类的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Just as he promised.
就好像他所应许的。
Just as he had told the disciples, he actually came back to life in 3 days.
就好像他跟他的门徒说的，3天以后他复活了。
And that all it takes for people to be forgiven of their sins and receive the gift of eternal life is just to put their trust in this one man.
然而现在人假如说要得到这个永恒的生命的话呢，最简单的就只要相信这个人，这就是相信他。
And choose to follow his footsteps.
决定要跟随他。
And if we do so, one day, we too will be resurrected just like him.
那假如说我们真的是这样子做的话呢，有一天我们就会像他一样的得到复活。
And have eternal life.
有永恒的生命。
Such a strange story.
非常奇妙的一个故事
and such a strange way to save the world
也是一个这个非常奇妙的拯救世界的这种方法
I mean if you really think about this story it's a story that's beyond common sense
你仔细想想看的话这真的是不可思议
you think about where this story actually leads
仔细想想看这个故事这样子讲下去是什么呢
it has been the most powerful story ever told
这个是真的是世界上是最有能力的一个故事。
A story that millions of people try to destroy, but just wouldn't go away.
但是这个故事呢，多少年来人想办法的摧毁它，但是呢，就是达不到，摧毁不了。
It's a story that's lived on for the last 2,000 years, and it changed lives and changed the course of many nations.
这是2000年来这个故事继续的被我们传下来，然后改变了人，改变了国家的命运。
Do you realize that because of this story that most of the disciples that were there, they gave their lives telling this story.
你也晓得，在那个时候，当天晚上那些门徒们，大多数的门徒们，就是因为这个故事，把他们的自己的生命都献上。
Church history tells us that just within that first century, over 2,000 people died defending their faith, the story of their faith.
所以是教会的历史告诉我们说，在第一世纪的时候，有2000多的基督徒，就是因为这个故事。
The story of this one man, what he did and what he taught, was more important to them than their own lives.
对他们来讲，这个他们讲说到的这个故事，有关这个人的这个故事，比他们自己的生命还要重要。
And the scholars would tell us that there are over 70 million people who died for their faith in this past.
然后这个学者也告诉我们，在过去的历史的这个历史中间呢，有7000万以上的基督徒为了我们的信仰而牺牲生命。
So the question for today is this.
所以今天我们的问题是这个。
What happened to these disciples?
这些门徒他到底发生对他们来讲发生了什么事情
？I want you to really compare the picture of these disciples before Jesus appeared in John chapter 20 and what happens afterwards.
那我希望你们可以看到，在这个约翰福音二十章的时候，这个耶稣在显现他们之前跟之后的分别。
They're actually very different kinds of people.
他们变得很不一样的人。
And in this chapter, these disciples were definitely not up to the task.
那在这时候呢，我们看到的的确，这个门徒是没有这个能力承担耶稣给他的责任。
They were hiding behind locked doors，
因为他们躲在这个锁着的门后面。
There was no leader amongst them, no money, no followers, just 11 in that room on the first Sunday of resurrection.
他们群龙无首，没有钱，也没有别人跟着他们，就在那天就是孤孤单单的十一个人在那里。
You may feel the same way right now.
也许你现在感觉也是一样。
We cannot gather, we cannot go out, we cannot come in contact with our loved ones.
我们自己都不能够出去，我们不能够跟别人聚集，我们甚至于说我们最亲爱的亲戚朋友，我们都不能见他们。
We're not sure what the world is going to become.
我们不晓得将来的社会会变成怎么样。
I want to share with you this morning that there is actually something that is very, very profound that happens on that Sunday.
但是我今天要跟你们分享那天早上，那天主日的早上的时候发生了很奇妙的事情。
And the story that we just read, there's something that Jesus offers to these disciples.
那这边我们刚刚看到的，耶稣来的时候呢，给了门徒这些很重要的事物
in order for them to really live out their faith and fulfill the assignments that God was giving to them.
让他们有这个能力，真的是能够承担这个神要给他们的这个任务。
And what Jesus offered to them on that Sunday is exactly what you and I will need this Sunday moving forward.
所以那天在这个那天主日，耶稣给这些门徒的也是今天我们需要的。
So I want to highlight three things. These are what I call the gift of Easter.
那我今天要跟你们分享三样事情，三件礼物，这个耶稣赐给门徒的。
Number one,
第一个
，Jesus offers to them His presence.
神，耶稣基督在那个时候把他自己的同在带给门徒。
It says in the text, Jesus came and stood among them.
就像经文这样讲说，耶稣来了，站在他们中间。
Now, do you remember they were actually staying behind locked door.
你记得他们那个时候门徒是躲在这个关着的这个门的后面。
Jesus suddenly appeared out of nowhere.
那是耶稣突然间这个就是出现了。
I mean, this is like a scene from a movie where we can see a man just penetrating through a wall or a door.
就好像电影里面一样，人就是这个耶稣穿墙而入。
You ever wonder why Jesus actually did not knock on the door?
你有没有想过为什么耶稣来的时候没有先敲门呢？
And that would have been the most natural thing, natural way to visit them.
因为这个是最寻常的，就是说我们要去看一个人的时候。
But there's actually something that is happening here that is very, very significant and profound for our faith.
但是耶稣在这里做的事情，对我们的信心来讲是非常重要，非常有深度的。
I believe that Jesus chose to appear before these disciples in this manner because it's the first time that Jesus' presence had actually no limit.
所以我深深相信耶稣在这个时候选择这种方法来到这个门徒的中间，是让门徒了解说他的来来去去从现在开始是没有限制的。
Until now, he could only be in one place at a time.
因为在这个事情之前，他一个时间只能在一个地方。
But Jesus had to show them. Jesus actually wanted their, his disciples to see that they had access from this point on to his presence anytime, anywhere.
但是在这个时候呢, 耶稣要这些门徒了解说, 从现在开始, 他们随时需要耶稣的时候, 耶稣就会在他们中间。
This is the reality that you and I actually don't think about too often.
这种事实我们不是常常会想到的。
The presence of Jesus is right here in this place.
那耶稣基督现在就跟我们,
but he's also in your home, in my home. We have full access to his presence.
他在你们家，在我们，在我家，在我们在一起，与我们同在。
This is the most important gift that you and I get to enjoy and have access to.
你想，这个是耶稣给我们最重要的一件礼物。
Do you remember the last promise that Jesus gave to his disciples?
你记不记得耶稣给这个门徒的最后的一个应许是什么？
I will be with you.
我与你同在。
To the very end of the age.
直到世界的末日。
I wonder what the disciples were thinking when they heard Jesus say this phrase.
我不晓得这个门徒他们听到耶稣讲这句话的时候，他们心里面是怎么想。
Who are you talking about, Jesus? Is it me or is it Peter? Is it John? Who are you going to be with?
耶稣你在讲是指谁？是我还是这彼得还是约翰？到底是谁与你同在？
But all of a sudden now, Jesus' presence becomes transcendent of time and space.
但是突然间， 我们发现耶稣他的与我们同在是超越了时间空间的限制。
We are going to experience his presence this morning and this afternoon as we partake in this communion.
所以今天我们来领受圣餐的时候呢, 我们也是再一次的来经历到耶稣与我们同在。
This is the most precious gift that we can have access to as God's children.
这个是我们作为神的儿女能够最能够得到的最美丽的一件礼物。
The second thing that Jesus offers to his disciples was his peace.
然后第二件事情, 这个耶稣赐给这门徒的礼物是他的平安。
Now see in this text how many times Jesus says, peace be with you or peace be unto you.
我们看这段经文的时候, 耶稣提到这个平安提到几次。
Three times just in these few verses that we read.
三次, 就是在这一段里面他讲了三次。
The very first word that comes out of Jesus' lips, his mouth, when he resurrected from the dead was peace, shalom.
耶稣进入他们中间想说讲的第一句话就是沙龙都是平安。
I have this conference call with a bunch of pastors at least every other week.
那我跟很多牧师大概每个一个礼拜都有一次的大家聚集在一起的这种电话的会议。
We have another meeting coming up tomorrow, but 2 weeks ago, we were talking about what God was really teaching us and how we were preparing for this season.
那我们在一起的时候，我们常常就在讨论说，在这个现在这个特别时期的时候，神在怎么样的准备我们的教会。
And one of the pastor friends shared with me that he's been thinking a lot about this concept of peace.
那有一个牧师的朋友就跟我这样讲，他最近在思考这个平安的意义在哪里。
He said most people, what they want from God is peace with God.
那很多人他们就是想到要得到从那边得到的是个与神有平安。
But what we need in this moment, in this season of our lives, is not just peace with God, but it's peace of God.
但是我们现在需要的真正的是我们有神的平安，不是与神有平安。
It was such a profound truth.
这是很重要的一个真理。
You know, the way we have understood peace in the past,
因为我们常常了解这个平安是什么意思。
It's like I have no beef with you.
就好像说我今天跟你之间, 没有争吵。
You're not angry with me, I'm not angry with you, we have peace.
你没有在生我的气, 我没有在生你的气, 所以说我们有平安。
And we think of our peace with God in a similar sense.
所以说我们与神有平安, 好像也是同样的意思。
God's not angry with me, I believe in him, so we're cool and I'm going to heaven, that's good enough.
神对我不生气, 所以说我可以进天堂, 可以了。
This is what most people want.
这是大部分人, 我们就希望有这一类的平安。
Peace with him.
与神有平安。
But what we need in this moment and what the disciples actually needed in that moment was not just peace with God.
但是在这个时候, 门徒他们需要的不是这样子的平安。
But it was this deep, transcendent peace that comes upon us.
而是这个超越这个空间时间的这种平安来到我们身上。
This is what Jesus talks about in John chapter 14. The peace I give you with you is not the kind that the world gives.
就好像耶稣在约翰福音14章讲的说，这平安我赐给你的，不像世界所赐你的平安。
This is the kind of peace that Moses needed when he had to face the Red Sea in the front and the Egyptian army behind.
就好像摩西当年面对着红海，后面有埃及的兵追的时候，他心里面所想的得到的那种平安。
It's the kind of peace that Daniel needed when he was thrown into the lion's den.
就好像这个但以理当年被丢在这个狮子坑里面，他所得享受的那个平安。
I mean, can you imagine just being trapped in a small den with a hungry lion?
你想想看，你自己在那个狮子坑里面的时候，你的心里面的这种想法。
This is the kind of peace that David needed when he had to face this Philistine giant.
就好像这个大卫王就遇到这个非利士哥利亚的时候，他心里面有的那个平安。
I bet he was scared for sure.
当然，他也心里面会害怕。
That's why he had not just one stone. He was not confident in his slingshot skill. He actually had five stones.
所以说，我们晓得为什么他不只是拿一块石头，而是拿了五块石头。
So even though he seemed so confident, he was probably terrified.
他虽然他是有信心，但是心里面还是很害怕。
This is the kind of peace that Jesus had when he was facing the cross.
的相同的，当耶稣面对着这个十字架的时候，他心里面也是有这种平安。
This is the kind of peace that I had to experience when Sandy was going through miscarriage.
那这也是对我来讲是当这我的妻子她流产的时候
，or difficult crises time and time again.
我必须要得到的这个平安
，is this shalom peace that Jesus promises.
这就好像耶稣讲的这个耶和华沙龙这种平安。
Just like David said.Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
就好像大卫说，虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，但是我不惧怕，因为你与我同在。
So it's the peace that comes from His presence.
这个平安是来自于是神与我们同在。
The last thing that Jesus promises here is His power.
那最后这个神赐给门徒的这个礼物是他的能力。
He said.Right here in this passage, it says he actually breathed over them or unto them.
经文他说，这耶稣向他们吹一口气。
Imagine your leader or your pastor breathing over you.
好像就像你想想看，这个你的牧师或者是长老向你吹一口气。
I mean, especially right now, we can't do that. But even in normal times, imagine at the end of the service, I come over to you and go like.
所以说，你想想看，这个Ted这样子做。
How would you feel?
你心里面会怎么想
That's exactly what Jesus does.
这耶稣就那个时候就是这样做。
This power that Jesus wanted to share with them is not just a concept, it's not just something that happens in our inner being. It was something that was almost literally physical. Jesus wanted to impart something to the disciples.
耶稣看到的这个不是好像是一个头脑上面的知识，而是真正的是耶稣借着这一口气把一些实质的东西要给我们。
This really reminds me. This is almost like the whole process of recreation, where God breathed His Spirit into the nostrils of His first man, creation.
这好像这个创造是重新的、再一次的这个开始。这个神的气进到这个人的鼻孔里。
And I feel like Jesus is literally reenacting what He did at creation.
我觉得耶稣在这做的就好像是再一次在重新的创造当年的这个宇宙万物。
And I don't know if you would agree with me or not, but I believe with all my heart that this is actually the very moment when the disciples were truly regenerated. They became born again and they were completely transformed into a different kind of people.
所以我深深相信就是在这个时候这个门徒是真正的他们的生命得到改变
these,
是生命得到更新成为一个新的人
These were just a bunch of common people fishermen, tax collectors, uneducated unprivileged people who were foolishly following Jesus for the wrong reason
他们本来就是一个平平凡凡的人是渔夫税吏他们只是在那边跟随着一个耶稣
And yet this is the transformation I see before and after the resurrection of Jesus Christ
但是在耶稣的复活之前跟之后我们看到这些门徒的改变
This is the difference that I was talking about before or in the Gospels and in the book of Acts
那就好像我刚刚讲的这个在这个福音书跟这个使徒行传之间的不同
Remember just a few weeks later It wasn't just these 11 But the 120 that gathered in the upper room They also received the same gift
就好像几个星期以后这120个人在这个房间里面祷告的时候他们得到这个圣灵的恩赐
And the rest is history
我们晓得世界的命运就被
They were transformed not just because they saw this Jesus with their own eyes or this story all of a sudden made sense, but something happened. They received the impartation of this new breath of God.
所以他们的改变不是只是他们眼睛看到一些事情发生了，而是他们真正的是从神那边得到这个神的这个圣灵的这口气。
I said this in the earlier video blog that I sent out last week, but my prayer for you has been that it's not just for your safety or health or protection.
所以说我就刚以前跟你们分享过，说我为你们的祷告不是说你们单单是得到神的保守。
But in this season of sheltering that you would experience the filling of this new breath of God.
而是在这个时候我们就地庇护的时候，我们得到重新的这个圣灵的再一次的这个来充满我们。
That would completely transform us.
整个的来改变我们的生命。
As you take shelter under his wings in this season,
当我们真是躲在耶稣的这个膀臂之下。
My prayer is that you would be filled with his breath and you would emerge as a church with the power of the Spirit of God.
但愿我们每一个人都在这个时候得到这个圣灵的这个浇灌，让我们享受到神给我们的力量。
This is the only way we're going to see the kind of revival that we have been praying for.
只有借着这能力，我们的教会才会有复兴。
And these are the very things that you and I are going to need in the days ahead.
也是我们需要的，尤其是想到将来要发生的事情。
I've been thinking a lot about our future.
我常常就是在那边思考，教会会将来会发生什么事情。
I've been thinking a lot about the future for my children.
也想到我自己的孩子，他们的未来是怎么样。
I've been thinking about this word, tribulation.
我常常想到这个字就是患难。
I've been meditating on some of the chapters in the book of Revelation.
那常常就是看着这个启示录的经文让我思想。
Now, I cannot prophesy when this crisis is going to end or what the outcome is going to look like.
我不晓得将来会发生什么事。
But one thing I can tell you with certainty is that things are not going to get easier.
但是我可以很确定地讲说将来会跟现在很不一样。
This world is not going to become a better place.
这个世界不会越来越好。
At least that's what the scripture tells us.
因为我们晓得圣经就是这样子告诉我们。
3 years ago, I remember actually going with Pastor John to China to meet with a few Chinese house church leaders.
记得三年以前我们有机会去中国遇到一些教会 那边教会的领袖。
This is when the church was being persecuted. Their crosses were taken down, and they were being driven out of their church buildings.
就在那个时候，那个在国内的这个对于教会的逼迫是越来越厉害的。
We didn't even know where we were supposed to meet, and we had to kind of hide in pairs and travel underground.
甚至于我们要聚会的地方都是很秘密的。我们是只有两三个人这样子秘密的在那边行动。
And I would never forget what one of these church leaders actually told us in this gathering where we were all huddled together in this small apartment.
那我就记得这个，当我们在一个小小的这个公寓里面聚集的时候，有一个教会的领袖这样子跟我说。
He said this persecution is actually a gift from God.
他说这个我们现在遇到的这迫害，其实是神赐给我们的一个礼物。
And this is what he said. I actually wrote these words down. He said this persecution is driving us out of our buildings.
他说这个因为这个迫害使我们必须离开我们的这个房子。
Driving all the foreigners out of our country.
并且让这个外国的宣教士离开这个国家。
But it will also drive Christ into our hearts.
但是也是让这个耶稣真正的是能够进到我们的心里。
It was so prophetic.
非常的非常的这个。
And that's actually what is happening in China right now amongst the believers.
现在的确是就是说教会的这个国内的教会就是这样子发生了。
And as you think about what is happening to us in this country,
想到我们在这个美国的这教会会怎么样。
This crisis in the same way has driven us out of our buildings, our gatherings.
那这个我们现在遇到的这个危机让我们不能够在教会里面聚会。
It's been driving people out of our lives,
让我们真的是跟我们的很多的弟兄姐妹是有隔离。
But I believe it is also driving Christ into our hearts.
但是我深深相信，神也是借着将这个耶稣真正是进到我们的身里面。
And I believe that this is the only way.
我相信这是唯一的方法。
That we're actually going to be able to get through and overcome what lies ahead of us.
那我们能够真的是面对并且克服将来要发生的事情。
More than ever, you and I need the gift of His presence, His peace.His power.
在这个时候我们特别的需要耶稣基督要赐给我们的他的能力他的平安 以及他与我们的同在。
It's not wrong to be fearful, especially in times like this.
在这个时候，我们不应该是心里面有恐惧。
Sometimes I'm fearful, I'm scared.
哦，不是说不应该有恐惧，是有恐惧是自然的。
But it is wrong to allow this fear to take control over our lives and what we can do or who we can become.
但虽然是自然的，但是我们不能够让这个恐惧来控制我们。
This morning we're going to celebrate and partake in this Lord's table.
那今天
Lord's Supper.
今天呢我们要一起的来领受这个圣餐，来庆祝这个圣餐。
We get to do this for the first time, not as a family of God, but we get to do it individually in our homes.
那我们不是在教会一起的来领受圣餐，而是在家里面我们跟我们的家人来接受圣餐。
But as we break this bread together,
当我们一起的来这个接受圣餐的时候，
and as we drink from the cup,
那我们一起来这个饮这个杯的时候，
I believe that Jesus wants to release this gift of his presence, his peace, and his power.
那我深深相信神要借着耶稣基督要借着这个圣餐把他的同在，把他的平安，把他的能力给我们。
Ask,
我们只要向他问，
you shall receive them by faith.
我们问，我们凭着信心就能够领受。
Let's prepare our hearts to partake in this Lord's Supper.
所以让我们一起来准备我们的心来接受这个圣餐。So the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you."He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do it as often as you drink it. We do it in remembrance of Jesus."Then Jesus said, "For as often as you drink this cup or drink this cup and eat this bread, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Let's worship the Lord together again.
我们一起来敬拜神。
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands in his feet.My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by Messiah still and all we'll sing your
Receive the Lord's blessing. The Lord's blessing comes from the morning of his resurrection. When Jesus said to Maria, he said, "Do not cling to me, for I have not come, or I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So let us not cling to our Lord, but go tell our brothers. For the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with us always, leading us to proclaim to the world that Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen. This concludes our special online Resurrection Sunday service. Thank you so much, family, for joining us today. I just want to remind you to also, right after this service, log into your Zoom, a congregational fellowship, or a coffee hour, or table talk. We would love to see you and chat with you more there, and also pray with you. So God bless you all, and take care, and we'll see you soon.